Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, before you came on the postgame last night, Biss and I were talking about, you know, teams throughout the course of the year have to find different ways to win games. Last night was proof of that, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, a different kind of game, Schulze. I think it was a different kind of game. It felt different. You know, we give up a goal the first 3 minutes, get a couple power play goals to get us back in. And then it kind of, to me, it was a little helter-skelter after that. And, you know, you were never comfortable with the lead. And mostly in the third period, I just thought they had a really good push.
Their first goal is an odd man rush. You've given up a couple on odd man rushes this year. What hard and fast rules do you have on how do you want them covered? And how does it change if it's a two-on-one or a three-on-one or maybe a four-on-three or something like that?
Well, first off, you always got to come back to the middle of the ring. But that was an odd that was an odd play because it was a set breakout. And all we're supposed to do on a set breakout is really, it's relatively simple. It's man-on-man coverage. You're supposed to just, everybody gaps up on a guy. And what we want them to do is we want them to have to throw an extended pass into the neutral zone. And in a perfect world, we're going to counter. You know, they're not going to have anybody open, so we're going to counter. And they're going to have three of their guys like by the goal line. So we're going to have good gap, and we're going to have some good room to attack. So well, that's how we want to counter is what I'm getting at, Schulze. One of our guys didn't gap up. And that gave that guy 60, 70, 80 feet of room. And he made a nice pass to the weak side and the kid one time. And so it was a good play. But, again, it was a good play because our execution wasn't very good on that one.
Tommy Muck scored his first career goal. He's played a million shifts since he's been here. But what does it mean for a team and a coaching staff to finally see him rewarded?
Well, it's just great to see the monkey come off his back right there because Tommy Muck would have got his goal. He would have got that goal his freshman year. If it wasn't for the coaches putting him out against the best players every game. And, I mean, you think about what he has to do. His job is a thankless job, but it's not a thankless job. It's a job that very few people can do night in and night out, and that's being a number one penalty killer, playing against everybody's top players all the time to keep them off the score sheet. So you would think that you might get a little luck and one would squeak through, but conversely, he's you know, we've given him a lot of responsibility, and he's had a lot of heavy lifting the last 4 years.
I've scored on the power play now three of the last four games. How much more relaxed are you when the power play comes around?
I'm more relaxed right now. Is a shoe on the other foot? Are you more relaxed up in the booth?
Yes.
Okay, so no, there you go, Schulze. I just like right now our puck movement's pretty good. I think our simplicity on the power play is pretty good, which that's what we're trying to create. And hopefully, again, you just want to get into a rhythm and you hopefully have good buy-in and You just love to get a power play goal of the game.
More with Coach Ceritori when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceritori. Last night's game had a little everything, Tom. Tommy Muck scores his first goal, Zamboni issue, delays the start of the second. There's a chunk of the ice that comes out near the net at the end of the period. You got an intermission before the period even ends. How do the players just stay in the moment and forget about all the nonsense?
You can't worry. The old adage, you can't worry about things you can't control. And we couldn't control that, so you just take it in stride because, again, these are some of the elements that you can't battle.
To me, hockey and boxing are a lot the same. How do you respond getting punched in the face? First off, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it all depends on how you're phrasing that. If it's just kind of if it's just a statement, you know, in a game, in a physical game, you know, punch, counterpunch, you've heard me say that before. Conversely, if you're talking about a retaliatory penalty, you can't. Now you got to have your wits about you, and you can't retaliate because you can't be in the penalty box. So it all depends, again, how you want to interpret that question.
Punch, counterpunch is where I was going, and, you know, Kirkup scores that goal, and less than a minute later, they score. Alex Adams scores a goal, boom, he scores another one 24 seconds later. You know, obviously, you'd rather be in the Alex Adams end of things, but, you know, how do your guys respond, generally speaking?
Well, it all depends. It all depends on what night it is. I mean, there's times we're in a rhythm. There's times that we're in the moment, we're playing well, and there's times that we're fighting it. And you don't want to fight it, but that's just the reality of that's the reality of life. That's the reality of sports. You're going to be fighting it sometimes. So there's times you might have to win ugly. You might have to win by, with your goaltender, making some key saves. I mean, I watched the Ferris State, Alaska Fairbanks game last night, the last 5 or 6 minutes, I should say. And Ferris actually won the game 3-2, but the last 5 minutes, they could have had five goals, Fairbanks. So, again, sometimes, again, you know, that's just the sport of hockey. But how do you respond? It all depends on what night it is, Schultzy, and, you know, how again, how if you're in the moment or if you're not in the moment.
Zach Driscoll gave up a goal on the first shot he faced. How do you like how he responded the rest of the night?
I thought Zach played fine last night. I mean, he gave up three, though. I mean, at the end of the day, he gave up three. And, you know, could he have done anything with some of those goals? No. I mean, there's that tip was a great tip on the four-on-four. I mean, the other one was blown coverage by us, which, again, you know, you wonder, again, where our heads were. We showed it on video today, but blown coverage, somebody's sitting right out in front, and there's a rebound, and he's right on the doorstep. So, I mean, it's not like he could have had those goals, but I think he was fine. But, you know, I think he was probably sharper, and he'd probably admit to it. He was sharper probably in some of the earlier games. But I'll tell you, he made a key save in a 5-3 game on their power play, on the rush. Their guy caught it. He caught the pass going to the back door, and he held a little second, and Drisk really held his ground and made a great save. So he was fine last night, Schultzy, but, again, he's been really good. I mean, going into the game, what was he, 1.45 or something like that?
You said in the postgame last night, and we've seen it play out year after year, road team's different on a Saturday. What's the key to keeping them down today?
No, I mean, we'll find out how we come out, too. And, I mean, again, part of it's going to be predicated on Huntsville. I mean, you know, they dictate a lot, too, but we have to make sure that we respond properly. We're the home team. We want to try to have a huge home ice advantage. We want to make this a very difficult place to play. So